Well, everyone that has never failed, I'd like for you to stand up and promise you'll give us $1,000. Or forget the $1,000. If you've never failed, would you just stand up? Surely nobody in this building, unless they were joking, would be audacious enough to stand up and say, "Hey, I have never failed." As a matter of fact, some of you failed today, didn't you? And if not, maybe this last week. Certainly as you go back over the last decade, last little while, you can say, "Man, I failed." And you're looking at me now and you're saying, "Preacher, did you fail?" And you already know the answer to that. Have you ever failed? Yes, I have. More times than you want to know. I hope that won't make you fire me, but more times than you want to know. I'm just being honest with you. We all fail, don't we? Not a person in this building tonight that hadn't failed and you regret it, wish you could change it. So let's talk about this, the fact that everybody fails sometime. Proverbs 24 and verse 16, just one verse. The Proverbs are that way. They're short, but boy, they're loaded. Just like all of my messages, just short and loaded, you know. Verse 16, Proverbs 24. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. It's implied he won't rise up again. The saved man, the just man, the born again person falls a number of times, is what he's saying, and riseth up again. All of us are going to fail. An inventor by the name of Charles Kettering said this. He suggested that we must learn to fail intelligently. Think about that a little bit. We must learn to fail intelligently. Might as well, since we are going to fail. And 1 John tells us that there's not a one of us that's without sin or failure, that we are going to fail. Not that we're encouraging failure, not that we're encouraging sin, but because we're human and because we have an enemy and because we live in a culture that we live in, and because we have Satan and the demons of hell fighting us, in the lust of the eyes, in the lust of the flesh, in the pride of life, we're going to fail. We're just going to fail. But we must learn to fail intelligently. He said it this way: once you have failed, here's what you need to do. Analyze the problem and find out why, because each failure is one more step leading up to the cathedral of success. Now you think about that. That's not a Bible verse, but it's some pretty good philosophy in that, based on the Bible truth. Analyze a problem, find out why, because each failure is one more step leading up to the cathedral of success. The only time you don't want to fail is the last time you try. The only time you don't want to fail is the last time you try. We do fail. You know, there's a lot of sadness and a lot of regrets and a lot of those things that come sometimes. Some of our failures are little bitty failures. We think some of them are sort of in between, and some of them are colossal, big-time failures. We know we have failed God. We failed our loved ones. We failed ourselves. Maybe you cannot reclaim the loss. You know, there's a lot of loss when we fail in a big time way. I mean, there's a lot of loss. You don't ever get away with failure, with sin completely. And we're tying those two together: failure, sin, sin, failure, in the context of what we're talking about. There's always a lot of loss when we go against the principles of the Word of God. I grant you, if we had a testimony meeting tonight, and if people would be honest about it and tell about your failures, I mean those failures that you're ashamed of and you regret in your life, some of them that were done in secret, some that nobody else knows about, some your mate doesn't even know about, tonight, if you were to get up and give a testimony about those things, you'd say, "Boy, there was great loss. There was a price to be paid. We can't just fail and say there's no price to be paid with it. There's always a price. When we fail, we pay a price. There is a loss involved in it. And we cannot always undo the damage. A Christian can. You say, well, I don't think a Christian ever would. Listen, Christians can be carnal. You know that? Study 1 Corinthians. You'll find out to be true. And if it wasn't possible, God wouldn't have said it was possible. But let's just say a Christian on one occasion decides, maybe it's a teenage boy, and he says, I know I'm saved, and they've coaxed me to drink. And that boy gets drunk, and he's driving a car. And while he's driving that car, this is just the only time, the first time, that he's failed like that, and he's driving that car, and they have a wreck, and somebody gets killed. Can he bring those people back, or that person back? Not at all. If a man gets drunk and he loses an arm, he can repent, but he still doesn't have that arm back. There are people who would tell you that when we fail, there's a lot of loss, and you many times you cannot undo the damage. I think of some of the things that I did when I was younger, and some of the lifestyle and some of the heartaches that I brought to my mother and my daddy on different occasions, probably like all of us have, if not in that arena, in some arena. And I think, man, there was some damage done, and I wish I could reverse it, but I could not reverse the damage. We cannot often reverse the consequences. That word reverberates in my mind and in my heart. Every time you fail, every sin you commit, everything you do contrary to the will of God, whatever it may be, remember this, there are always consequences. We don't like to think of that. We like to think, well, I'm God's pet and I can get away with it and I can go ahead and do it and nobody knows about it but me and God. It's not going to hurt anybody else. Friend, let me tell you tonight, every time you fail God, there are some kind of consequences involved with it. And if you've lived long enough, you know that's a fact. And you could testify to it tonight. Reclaim the loss. You can't do it. Sometimes you cannot undo the damage. You cannot reverse the consequences. But you can, listen to me now, I want to encourage you tonight, you can make a new start. Listen, I've done some spiritual spread eagles and messed up my face and my nose and my chin and my knees and my elbows and my toes. Did such a terrible spread eagle. But I want to tell you, I can testify to you tonight that you can make a new start. You can make a new start. And when you fail, that's what you need to do. There are some steps involved in that. We'll talk about them. But make a new start. When we fail, we should come out wiser for the failure. Don't waste your failure. Come out wiser for the failure, knowing all of these things that you experience in relationship to that, wiser and more sensitive to the Spirit of God and to what a failure can bring. Sometimes if you've been stung enough, you know to leave the wasp nest alone. I had a fence neighbor down the road from me when I was a little boy, about 8 years old, and his name was Purcell Green. I think I've forgiven him for what he did, and he was 2 or 3 years older than me, and he said there was one of those huge yellow jacket nests under the eave of their house. And he said, rob that. I said, I'm not going to rob that. I don't want to rob that. He said, they don't sting this month. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I got I think it was a fishing pole. It's been a long time. I don't remember all the details. But I slapped that thing, and boy, I got popped 2 or 3 times by the yellow jackets. He just laughed. He said, they won't sting the monk. They can't, but they'll sting you. I thought, boy, I wish I was older than you. I'd whip you right now on the spot. But you know what? I learned something from that. Now I buy those canned deals down at Lowe's, and I back up. I put on a jacket with a hood on it, and I get out there, and I get just the right distance, and I bravely squirt that thing. And then if they fall on the ground, I stomp them to death. and get out of there as quick as I can. Then I feel funny the rest of the, you know, for about 30 minutes, I think one of them's in my pants or something. But at any rate, I learned one thing, you don't trust everybody. It tells you something. I had a guy one time tell me, he said, would you loan me $5 until my brother straightens up? And I'm a preacher, and I'm working in a factory as a student. And he came out, and I was new there, and I thought, well, I got to be kind. And I took out $5 and gave it to him, and he said, thank you so much. He got to the door over here, and he said, by the way, my brother's a hunchback. I said, good night. Some of you got to think about that a little bit. When my brother straightens up, I thought, there goes my $5. I learned not to trust a lot of people in that factory. By the way, he did give me the $5 back. I'm glad that he did. As a student, that was like $150 back in those days. But we can learn from those things, be wiser, be more sensitive to what the cost is, and say, man, I don't want to pay that price anymore, and be renewed by the Holy Spirit of God. I'm so glad tonight the Holy Spirit lives in us. I'm so glad that if we confess, and that doesn't mean you say, I'm so sorry, Lord, I did it. It means that we look at it like God looks at it. We know it's wrong. We confess it and we say, I'm sorry. And then we are renewed. As we confess, we say, God, fill me fresh with the Holy Spirit. And we are renewed with the Holy Spirit of God. And then we determine to do right. Let me quickly give you about 3 steps that are suggested for dealing with failure. Number one, honestly face defeat. Honestly face the defeat. A lot of times, you see, you can never fake success. You just can't do it. A lot of people try to do that. Don't make excuses for your failure. Just admit that you failed and don't try to hide your failure. You see, God already knows that you have failed. You might as well go ahead and admit it to Him. Go ahead and straighten it out and not excuse it and try to cover it up and just continue to live the same old way. Don't ever do that. You cannot fake success. Don't try to hide it. Bring it to God. And the quicker you can bring it to Him, listen, the quicker you can bring it to Him and ask Him to forgive you for it, the better off you're going to be. Don't wallow around in your sin. The devil will try to get you to wallow around in your sin and say, oh, I've sinned. And if I've sinned, I might as well keep on doing it. And if I keep on doing it, then somewhere down there, I'll stop it. I'll do that. And I'm down anyway, so I might as well just go ahead and wallow in my sin. And even after we've confessed it to ourselves, we need to confess it to God. And then, my friend, walk away from it and say, I gave it to God. I admitted it to God. I did wrong. I said, God, I did wrong. Forgive me, and believe God forgives us. Don't keep wallowing around in your sin or the guilt of that sin. If you truly confess that sin, seek forgiveness immediately. And then secondly, exploit the failure. In other words, we mentioned it earlier, don't waste the failure. Don't waste the failure. Learn from your failures. Everybody's going to fail, but the sad thing is some people don't seem to learn from their failures. We need to learn from our failures. I believe old Peter learned from his failure, don't you? I believe God taught him some wonderful lessons. He failed. He failed miserably. I mean, you talk about a guy that was really out of the will of God and turned on the Lord Jesus Christ and didn't want to admit he had anything to do with it. But he didn't quit. God forgave him and God taught him a lesson in it. And Peter was the man that preached later on, and many people came to Christ because of that. Exploit the failure. Don't waste it. Every bitter experience can be a teacher if you'll let that experience be that teacher. Every bitter failure you have, if you will allow it to be your teacher, it will teach you some things as far as life goes and what to do after that. Learn from your mistake and learn how to avoid it next time. You see, that's the thing that's so important, is know what God says. If you do fail, then understand there is, with every temptation, a way of escape. and look at it and say, well, I didn't take that way of escape. What was it I should have done? How should I have done it? What could have I done differently so that I would not have failed God at that point? And as God shows you through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and you ask God for help, God will help you get through that failure. We all fail. You have failed. I have failed. Everybody has failed. Honestly face it. Exploit the failure. And then don't use failure as an excuse for not trying again. Sometimes people, when they fail, just won't try again. I've seen people in churches that happens to. Don't use failure as an excuse for not trying again. I see people who feel like they fail. In some cases they have, some cases they haven't. In some cases, there are some things that are very explainable, and you know that that's why things didn't work out, maybe in their family or whatever that failure might have been. And they failed. But what happens to some people is they quit when they fail. They blame God, they blame others, they blame the preacher, they blame the church, they blame something. But listen, just because you failed, don't quit. Just don't get discouraged and quit. Did you know that's exactly why the devil wants you to fail, so he can get you discouraged, and then God cannot use a discouraged Christian. As long as you're discouraged, God cannot use you. We as preachers have to be so very careful of that, and Christian workers. It can be easy to get discouraged. And we fail, just like everybody else. But we must go on. We get discouraged. But we cannot quit. The devil wants you to quit. That's exactly what he's up to. Over the years, I've seen a lot of people fail and then they just quit on God. That's the wrong thing to do. They quit coming to church. They quit praying. They quit reading the Bible. Next thing you know, they're in a mess. You talk about amplified problems upon problems upon problems because they don't admit it and bring it to God. And they just walk away from it. I have failed. Well, join the crowd. Don't be so ashamed of the fact that you failed. God's people ought to surround you with prayer and love, and we should never, if somebody fails, it's not our job to stomp them while they're down. It's our job to love them and pray for them and help them up and say, hey, I've been there too, and bless God, I want to help you. I love you, and come on, let's go forward for the glory of God. Pick up the broken pieces and let God put them back together again, and let's go forward. God will do that. We all have some failures. Everyone fails sometime, but don't give up. I want to tell you tonight that God and His Word are greater than all of your failures. God, tonight, don't you agree that God is greater than your failure? He's a merciful God. Oh, am I ever glad He is. Wow. What if He were not merciful? What if He wasn't long-suffering? What if He wasn't patient with us? I can tell you one thing. He'd have killed all of us a long time ago, probably. He'd have wiped us out, taken us to heaven. Long time ago. I think about sometimes, and I think, oh, God, I sure am glad You didn't kill me on that occasion, that part of my life, that little window there. Listen, God is merciful and gracious, and God is greater than all your failures. He wants to restore you to fellowship with Him, whatever you failed, however you fail. Some people can't ever get over their failures. I talk to some people who doubt their salvation, and they just, and I've talked to them until I'm blue in the face, so to speak, and I say, look, God forgave you. Yes, but you don't understand. I had that baby out of wedlock. Hey, did you ask God to forgive you? Do you think God's a liar? Did God forgive? Yes, He did. And they said, well, I just don't see how I can go to heaven. I just don't see how it can be that way. There are some who will not forgive themselves for having an abortion. That was before they got saved. That was back when they were paganistic. That was back perhaps before they understood what it was all about. And they came to the Lord, and the Lord saved them, and God forgave them. And yet some of them will say, I don't know. I hope I'm going to heaven. I believe God forgave me, but I don't know. Listen, if you confessed your sin and asked God to forgive you, He saved your soul and you are forgiven. You are going to heaven. And quit trying to think you're good enough to get there and that it has a whole lot to do with you. It has all to do with Jesus and what He's done for you. In spite of my failure and your failure tonight, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you failed in some area? Have you failed a number of times? What we need to do is get up from our failures. Whatever it may be that the Lord spoke in our hearts about, failures will happen. They're going to happen. Here's the key. How do you respond when you fail? How do you respond when you fail? How do you respond when you lose your temper? How do you respond when you make some wrong decision or you have an impure thought in your mind? What do? You need to get up. Failures are going to happen. It's determined. Your future is determined in the blessings of God as to how you respond to failure. And you can't let it get you down. You can't let it make you stop and turn on God. I'm not encouraging you to fail. I'm just telling you, beloved, we're all going to fail. And when we do, we need to turn it over to God. And it determines your faithfulness to God. God is going to be faithful. The question is, are we? We all fail, but God forgives. Take your failures to God and leave them right there with Him. Let's stand, please. Father, we thank You that You've encouraged us in this proverb that even though we fail one time, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and I think You imply that numerous times when we fail, that we need to turn it over to You. We can't change a lot of things, but we can turn it over to You and ask for forgiveness and believe that You're going to help us through it and learn from it. Let it be a teacher. Not let it rob us so that we're ignorant of what happened, that we might learn and get the wisdom so that in the future we'd not fail in the same way. That we are forever growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That as the years go by, we have fewer failures because we walk closer to Thee. We've learned how to have success even after failure through Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.